What's happening around the world? It's time for another serving of News Bites.
最近国内外发生哪些大事？午餐搭配 SRT News Bites， 慢慢的一口接一口，吸收最新时事和趣闻。
Hi there, and welcome to another episode of News Bites. I'm Nancy Sun.
And I'm Jacob Ingram.
Today's stories: Making money from convenience,
saving newspaper kiosks,
and the power of popcorn.
Let's check it out.
Top of Taiwan.
台湾超商营业额破四千亿大关。 Taiwan's convenience store craze.Convenience stores are a part of daily life in Taiwan. We go there to pay bills, buy tickets, pick up packages, not to mention the usual necessities, 必需品, and 24-hour services. 台湾有很多便利商店门市，民生用品种类多，而且24小时全年无休又服务多元化，让它成为民众生活中重要一部分。
The Ministry of Economic Affairs, 经济部, says as of December 2023, there were 13,706 convenience stores in Taiwan. That's an average of one store for every 1,703 people.
Taiwan's density, 密度, of convenience stores exceeded 超越 Japan in 2016.That made us the country with the second highest density of convenience stores in the world.
South Korea is highest on the list, with 57,617 convenience stores. That's one store for every 897 people.
We see lots of convenience stores in Taiwan.Sometimes you can even see three stores on the same intersection, 交叉路口.
And all those stores together means a lot of money. The government says convenience stores in Taiwan made a total of 412.6 billion NT last year.
The stores have two peak sale periods. The first one is in January, which is considered hot pot season.Some people skip the supermarket and buy their ingredients at convenience stores. They think convenience stores are closer and open 24/7.
The second peak season is from July to August during summer. During the hot weather, drinks and ice cream sales go through the roof. 飙升.
And many convenience store chains promote membership.When members buy something, they can accumulate 累积 points. They can exchange these points for things at the store.
The stores will also roll out limited co-branded 联名 products from time to time. That includes famous cartoon characters, bags, or even model cars. All these promotions help increase sales.
Another source of revenue is from selling coffee. Many adults like to get a cup of coffee before school or work. Major convenience store chains sell a lot of coffee.
In fact, if you stack up all the coffee sold by three major convenience store chains in 2020, they would be higher than 100,000 Taipei 101s.
That's a lot of coffee.No wonder it's called black gold.
Going global.
意大利标志性报亭没落。
Italy's disappearing news kiosks.
Have you ever seen a news kiosk? It's a stall that sells newspapers, books, and magazines.
30 years ago, they could be seen all over Italy.No street or plaza, 广场, was complete without a news kiosk.
For many locals, it was a place to socialize, 社交互动. When you picked up a newspaper, you could also chat with neighbors or talk about politics, soccer, and the weather.
But over the years, newspaper sales have been going down, and that meant the number of kiosks went down too.
In 2004, kiosks sold about 9.5 million newspapers every day. But by January this year, kiosks only sold around 950,000 every day. So over the past 20 years, two-thirds of Italy's kiosks have closed down.
Italy's government wants to keep kiosks around. It is offering incentives, 奖励, up to 2,000 euros for kiosks to stay open. But kiosk owners say that money can't solve problems in the long term. One owner says everything is online. No one reads papers and magazines anymore.
Some owners say the only way to keep kiosks open is to diversify, 多样化. And that is exactly what many are doing right now. 为了生存, 许多报摊开始贩卖纪念品给游客。 Many kiosks now sell fridge magnets, baseball caps, t-shirts, football cards, and more.
The future of news kiosks is uncertain. But there are still people out there working to protect their culture.
The Recap.
So, in today's News Bites, the government says convenience stores in Taiwan made a total of 412.6 billion NT last year. The Ministry of Economic Affairs says as of December 2023, there were 13,706 convenience stores in Taiwan. In fact, Taiwan is the country with the second highest density of convenience stores in the world.
And the number of newspaper kiosks in Italy is going down. Italy's government wants to keep kiosks around, and it is offering incentives up to 2,000 euros for kiosks to stay open. But kiosk owners say that money can't solve problems in the long term.
Today's tasty tidbit is all about the power of popcorn.
Have you ever wondered how popcorn pops? It all has to do with water and heat.
Inside a kernel of popcorn, there's a tiny bit of water. When things get hot, the water turns to steam and quickly expands.
This creates more and more pressure inside the kernel until... pop! The kernel explodes, turning into fluffy popcorn.
If you have a fun fact, a joke, or interesting news you'd like to share with us, record your message and send us your tasty tidbit to newsbites@icrt.com.tw, and you might hear it at the end of an episode.
We'll see you next time for an exciting new episode of News Bites.
ICRT 与教育部国民及学前教育署下次继续和您聊新闻。ICRT App 和网站也能重复收听。
More local and international news next time on News Bites. Brought to you by the K-12 Education Administration. Find past episodes available on the ICRT website and app.